And I can't believe it. Sydney Sweeney almost upended Coggle 26 on social media today. Did you see? Oh, we're recording. Welcome back to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. It's been a while. We were doing the minute on the grill. I don't think we can fit this in 1 minute or 9 minutes. I'm CDJ. Joining me is Tommy. Tommy, reveal day is here. The trailer came out this morning. I'm sure everyone has seen it. If you haven't seen it, you're kind of getting ahead of yourself by listening or watching us. Go back and check out that trailer. It's on YouTube. It is on EA Sports website for Culture Bowl 26. Tommy, give me your initial thought when you saw that trailer. What'd you think?
The initial one, obviously, it's hard to catch everything on the first watch, so you got to kind of watch it a few different times. Initial one is excitement, but at the same time, you know, it confirmed the Metallica Enter Sandman being in the game. Obviously, that's a very neat thing, but I just don't want it to turn into, you know, being played at every single stadium like we had last year. But otherwise, you know, kind of going back on rewatches, the effects for the night shots, to me, that's very impressive. That's a very big new addition that kind of gets you excited. I didn't like the drone formations that you saw in several different teams. I don't know that I've ever seen that at a college stadium, but that may just be me missing out on those. But all in all, though, definitely very excited. It looks a lot like last year, of course, but with some noteworthy improvement.
When I first watched it and I put this on social media, I mean, I love what I saw. I'm excited to learn more. I thought it looked good. The trailer didn't hit with me for some reason. I think a lot of it, and some people online said they didn't have this issue. There were some that agreed with me and said yes. To me, the audio was off. It sounded very muted, which didn't help the cause. I know Ryan, one of our followers, he came out and said he had the same way. He put it better than I did. He said the whole trailer sounded like it was underwater. And that's exactly how I felt. And I was watching it on a big TV with a good sound system. And every trailer last year and every video sounded great with it. For some reason, this trailer didn't. I didn't get a chance to try it on any other sound systems or platforms to see if it was better. So that kind of took me out of it. It felt like Enter Sandman never really hit. We did have a couple people in the community, Quadre, and then Onikuno said, well, maybe EA muted this because they didn't want to get hit with the copyright bugs or claims, which there is might be something to that. However, even I think there was a narrator in the video, like at first I missed the first few sentences he was saying, I could not make it out. So I don't know if there's something with their audio setting or rendering that the audio part for me was very lacking. But what I saw, like you, I want to learn more. And luckily we did learn more with the, you know, full reveal through the welcome blog. I agree with you. Looked good. Things are very fast. And I'd almost say to a negative, the cuts were almost too fast. I know they want people to go through and watch like an episode of Lost and go frame by frame and look for Easter eggs and hints. And I generally really do like that. It just seemed like in this video it was a little much. Not trying to nitpick. Like I said, I'm very excited for the game. Did not take away from any of my excitement. Probably increased it. Just for me personally, I thought last year's trailer was better. Maybe that 11-year wait had something to do with that. I agree with you. The night shots are very impressive. The drones, those are something that we did have another community member ask us. He said that how often does this happen? They said, I've never seen this before. I've seen it a couple times. The little I know about it, it's very expensive. It's, I believe, six figures per show. So generally, it's not something that teams do every game. I think Texas might, but they have a lot more money than most schools. So I can see why schools. Like Nebraska has done it, I believe, a couple times. I've seen it in person once or twice. It's really impressive. Granted, I didn't get to see the setup, but you'll see it in the air. Very cool stuff. Overall, though, like the trailer, ready to learn more. We talked about the Welcome to Culture Bowl 26 blog. This is the what they call the full reveal. It doesn't quite answer everything, but I think now we know at least a little about everything and a lot in some areas. But we won't know everything until obviously we see it in action. Will be the deep dives, Dynasty coming first, no date given as of this moment. And we should also set the stage that as we speak and as we record this, there is an event going on at EA Sports. Same event as last year, college football media. Some of the preferred content creators, YouTubers are down there getting hands on the games. We've learned some things that way. So we've learned it's nice to get that information. But in my opinion, also, like there's some little details are giving things that if we didn't know it and found out through either a video or playing it would hit way more. Do you agree with some of that stuff, Tommy, before we start breaking down a list?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I'll say kind of like what you were alluding to, and this is not a full reveal. This is a full teaser. I mean, again, they're going to highlight a lot of the stuff that's in there, but at the same time, not a full reveal of the details or anything like that. So, again, they want to kind of get more excitement and get people to engage and come back to it and everything. So, of course, I understand that. But yeah, like you, I understand that people are just hungry for information. So every little bit, every little
Like we
morsel
are.
kind of thing. Yeah, of course. I mean, we're looking for everything we can find, of course. We want to share that with the audience, but then as well, we're just curious because we play the game so much. But at the same time, some of this it's almost like they can't go into enough detail to make it worthwhile to where I would rather just hear it from the horse's mouth or experience it myself, that kind of thing. So it's on one hand, I appreciate what EA has announced, but the little bits that you got to go to like 10 different places to find all of the little nuggets
That's
that get dropped,
That's another problem.
and nobody's gonna be able to do that and be able to really catch everything there. So it's kind of a matter of, pick up what you can and you and I will talk and say, hey, did you see this or whatever? And hopefully combined we cover 80% of it kind of thing.
That's the thing is I don't blame the people who go down there for sharing it like they do, but I don't see EA's side or approach of it where we have this massive, shotgun approach in one day when we had, what was it, 2+ weeks without any communication, if not longer, when we had that stuff before. So it doesn't make, it seems like it's hit and miss. Now we'll go feast or famine. We got all this information today, and now we probably won't get anything till next week, for example. Hopefully we don't go 2 weeks, but we got mad
I'm
stuff coming
thinking.
too. This is something we talk about on every show, whether it's on Minute on the Grill or here on the Gaming Tailgate podcast. Go to thegamingtailgate.com. Click on that EA Sports College Football 26 Information Central. Tommy, as you said, it's very difficult and very tough to expect people to go everywhere and be everywhere all at once. We try to be. That's the point of this page. We've done this for years for every EA Sports NC football title. We started back in, what, 08, I believe, with this, maybe 09. And we've done it every year since. It gets bigger and better, in my opinion, every year. I'm a little biased, but it's one of those that we put everything in one spot. And that's why tonight I think the best way to break down that Welcome to College Bowl 26 blog is to go through here because we've already pulled out the information that we found from that blog and from de what developers have posted on social media and from what the attendees at the event now have shared this evening. So let's go through these. I don't know if we need to go line by line, but I think it makes more sense to at least we do know about gameplay. That's the big thing that I'm sure you saw this, Tommy, in replies to us at the Gaming Tailgate on X. People said, oh, it looks the same. It's going to be the same gameplay. It's just a roster update. I don't think we can say that. I don't think it's fair to say that because just from what we know, granted, we don't know how it'll work and we don't know what patch will break any of these things. But there is quite a few gameplay stuff we already know, at least on a high level.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the game's going to play a lot like last year. There's no way to get around that. It's just
It's still
if you
football.
played last year, yeah, it's still football. It's still the same engine, still the same developers. It's going to be improvements to the different systems that we had last year. It's going to be new features here and there, that kind of thing. Unless you take a 5-year hiatus, it's not going to be a dramatic change year over year. But
Or
from those
eleven.
5 years, you're going to be impressed on the changes that you missed out on or whatever.
Right.
That's just how it always is. So, if you're going to play the game every year, just kind of set those expectations. That's the only realistic way to go about it.
Here's some of the things we know so far, and granted, this is on a very high level, so we can't go into details because we don't know it. Custom zones, improved blocking and coverage logic. You can call different stunts and twists to optimize your pass rush. Yes, Tommy?
I say the custom zones, I'm very curious what that means. I did see Scott O'Gallagher say something to the effect that the zone depths is still in there, so this has got to be something different. So it's a question of can you set it on certain plays? Do you kind of can you do on the fly adjustments with individual player adjustments or something like that? I'll be curious to see how that actually works. Because yeah, last year's zone D or this tw college football 25 zone defense has been kind of hit or miss. So I'm curious, where that all comes at and how that works out at the end.
Upgrading tackling system. That's one of those we kind of hear that every year, not to minimize it, but that's something that I think every year is going to be a focus. Wear and tear system upgrades. I wish we knew more than that. Dynamic substitutions for easier fatigue management. The one thing we did see on that is that you do not need to go to the start menu for whatever this is. So I'm assuming it's on the play call screen. There's already a lot going on that play call screen. So I'm interested to see if that has been changed or modified, how that works exactly. I like the idea. and I'm going to get ahead of myself here. They mentioned under the dynasty discussion that there's formation subs. So we do have formation subs coming. We also have this dynamic substitutions and wear and tear system upgrades. There's a lot going on here. So I hope the play call screen is ready for it, and I hope my slow fingers are ready.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's your hands have to be able to, be able to adjust to it. But yeah, the dynamic substitutions, I think I read it. It basically was saying that making sure that the right players are in at the big moments or something to that effect. So, in theory, that means that, if it's second and three, you're going to sit your deep wide receiver or something like that so that you can just run between the tackles or whatever it is. So yeah, I'll be curious to see how that works out, 'cause yeah, with the wear and tear system, it became a pain to try to get your players on and off the field and everything. So yeah, definitely a welcome addition there.
If it wasn't a banged up quarterback or running back, there was nothing you could really do without going to the pause menu. It was just
Yeah,
write it
exactly.
out, write it, hope you score or hope you stop them so they get some rest.
Or in some cases, I literally just went and, removed that player from a certain formation on purpose and just only called plays from that formation until I knew he was ready to come back on the field or whatever. One thing I will say that I think I've read it. It may have been Scott O'Gallagher again. I'm not sure, but basically part of the idea, actually, it may have been Andy Staples that said it. Part of the idea is that giving the defense new kind of ways to combat the offense without slowing down the offense. So they still want the wide open offense, still want to be, have big plays and things like that, but they want the defense to be able to combat it better without, handicapping the offense. So to me, again, that's a welcome addition there. I still want to be able to, I don't want to have to score 70 points a game, but at the same time, I do want to be able to have those big plays, have those big moments and everything. But then on defense, be able to, if I have my players in the right position for a play, then, have a positive outcome in most cases.
I'm really interested in hearing about the speed aspect of it and the pursuit angles of it. That's something that I think everybody talked about all year. And then we got people going hands-on. And at least as of this minute, I've seen no one discuss that yet. Just to have those issues, how did they handle address those issues? Interesting to see. Also, an archetype overhaul. That's really all we know. A big one here. I've seen 2,700 and then also I've seen 2,800 new plays. I suppose what's 50 to 100 extra plays between friends, 45 new formations and unique schemes like Rice's modern option and Penn State's gadget heavy. Scott O'Gallagher also responded to someone on X and said that this does include defense as well. Somebody said, "Well, does defense get some new plays?" And he said, "Yes." I think that's it was a given, but at the same time, when you go through the
It's
playbooks and realize there's certain things you just cannot do or just cannot find in the playbook, like you want blitzes from certain angles and you just can't find it in every formation. And I'm being very simplistic with that. I mean, I know the X and O guys are probably deeper than I am. There's some things you cannot find. So those defensive playbook improvements are going to be very welcome.
yeah, I imagine it's probably a 3-to-1 ratio for offense that, that they're going to get all of the new gadget plays and everything. So, but yeah, definitely defense needs some attention, and hopefully, they kind of give it some. For the most part, I mean, obviously we've had match coverage and things like that added, but for the most part, over the past, let's call it 5 years, there hasn't been a ton of changes to defense from Madden and college football. So definitely, I'm not saying an overhaul, but definitely need to have a lot broader ability to, call the similar plays from different formations.
Over 300 real world coaches with true to life schemes and distinctive play styles. This is something that we picked up on. I think we were one of the first ones that figured out when Reese Davis did his wrap-up video. He was giving us a hint about assistant coaches being in the game, offensive defensive coordinators. That ended up being confirmed this afternoon. Schools started tweeting out, our coaches are in the game. It's real interesting to see that some of the schools that you have the head coach, seems like only one confirmed on, or they might have the head coach and only one of the coordinators. There's some really interesting ones out, like Florida State, Norvell is in there. Tony White, defensive coordinator, is in the game, but Gus Malzahn, the offensive coordinator, apparently not in the game. He was not in that graphic. So, very interesting to see what combination of coaches. And as of last report, and this thing's changed this quickly, I've not heard anything on Dion, but I'm sure he will be his own announcement. I'm very certain of that. And
Yeah.
no word on Bill Belichick, but he was never in Madden. Gotta think he probably will not be unless he's getting advice from maybe an image consultant that if you want to appeal to 18-year-olds, maybe you should be in a video game.
Yeah, I mean, maybe his daughter, girlfriend suggests that, yeah, kind of do that for the fans or something like that. So, but yeah, I'll be curious to see. I did see that I think it was Andy Staples that said that he played as North Carolina and Belichick was not in the game as of yet. Obviously, could add him later, but as of so far, he is not added. So, yeah, that's always the one that you're curious to see if they, add him because he never was in Madden. So, and like you said, for Dion, I guarantee,
He'll be
maybe
good.
tomorrow, maybe Monday, they, EA themselves puts out a big, post or something that says, yes, Dion's in the game or something like that.
It'll be much like Arch Manning last year. He'll have his own announcement and marketing approach. He was not going to be, I know on our preview show we talked about, look for Dion potentially, but it's one of those, he's always going to be his own thing because he has that much pull and sway. Everybody has a hot take on him. He's going to be his own, and that it'll be interesting how when that gets announced.
To your point for the coaches, like you said, some of the schools are not announcing, like some of them haven't posted anything, but some schools are only posting the head coach. Like you said, Florida State, Memphis, South Florida, they announced the head coach and one coordinator, but not the other. So you have to assume that that other coordinator is not in the game as of yet. I mean, you would think that eventually they talk Gus Malzahn to be in the game, but who's to know? But then at the same time, like Oklahoma State, for example, posted that Gundy's in the game, but they didn't list either of the coordinators. You would think a school like Oklahoma State that they would be in the game, but we'll have to wait and see.
It is right. Andy Staples did mention that he looked at some of these coaches and some looked better than others. He mentioned he thought Lane and Brett Bielema didn't look very good, but I thought Lane from that very, very side profile in the trailer when he's shaking Murphy's anything, I thought he looked good. But granted, it was a very limited face, and I don't know how you really mess up Lane unless it just doesn't look like him.
Yeah, and I have to imagine that they use the same technology they did for recruits as last year. They didn't do the full head scan that they do for Madden players. I have to imagine that they use the same processing that they do for the the 3,000 or however many thousands of players it is that are in the game. So, that's why you end up with something that is a close approximation, but not not a one-to-one match.
Kind of like the Ryan Day here, like it's him. It's very clearly him, but it's not really him. It's like the video game cartoonish caricature version of him,
Exactly.
if
Yeah.
that's
Like
fair, being fair.
when I'm playing RPG games and I'm trying to recreate myself in the game, I, spend like 10 minutes and get as close as I can and then I'm done. That's the same concept here. They spent, however much time and got as close as they could.
A big one here, home field advantage 2.0. This is something that's kind of polarizing. Some people really don't like those effects. They especially don't like it in their dynasty. The way EA puts it, experience enhanced stadium pulse effects, including a more intense camera shake, new heads-up display visuals, and clock distortion. What scares me to death is that word clock distortion. I already don't have enough time sometimes. Like, what do you mean by distortion? All I can picture is, and it's been a long time since my art history class in college, so forgive me, but who's the artist where all the clocks are melting? That's what
Oh
I
yeah.
see as soon as I hear clock distortion. Like, well, all the play clocks and game clocks start melting on the screen and twisting. I mean, is that what we're gonna get? That's the one I really want to see.
I'm thinking that the lower your awareness, that you'll not see the clock at all. Like for example, there's fault or delay of game penalties that happen all the time
True.
because you can't
Just
communicate. So I
ignore
think they're trying to simulate that you don't know, do you have 5 seconds or 1 second left, that kind of thing.
Now,
So,
will the ref sometimes not blow the whistle? Because a lot of times, I shouldn't say a lot, but sometimes in real life, it's zero when they hike it and they don't get called.
yeah. I imagine EA probably won't have
No,
that in
they
the
won't be that
game, but
generous.
But yeah, I will say I would welcome some of what they're describing more than the squiggly lines for receiver routes. I mean, I understand the whole concept, but to me, if the stadium or the screen shakes enough to where you can't make out your like not the squiggly lines, but the actual screen is shaking to where you can't make out very easily everything that's going on. To me, I'd rather have something like that. Again, it needs to be based upon player ratings and who your opponent is and the situation, things like that. But I'm hoping for an improvement there. The old squiggly lines to me is
Outdated.
kind of outdated and kind of tired, and so I'm hoping it's a little bit more modern and kind of really makes you feel like not just that you can't call a hot route, but that you truly are uncomfortable.
And I hope it affects the computer as well, because I feel like this is just the computer's way of trying to neuter me versus it going both ways. Like, I don't feel like something into my house affects them. If it's human, sure, but if I'm playing the computer, it has no effect on them, in my opinion. But if I go to play at the computer, all of a sudden it's a whole new ball game on the road.
For
That to me,
sure,
I hope
absolutely.
that's with almost everything we're probably going to talk about is how will the computer handle it? Like, when the shoe's on the other foot, does it affect them? And historically, with EA, some of these features, it doesn't. The computer has, they get away scot-free. It's the user. It's something just to make more of a challenge for the user versus a benefit when it's flipped around. A Dynasty, we know a little bit. It does sound like that's the next block. I believe there are several times they said Dynasty Deep Dive coming soon. I get the impression it's next. They did not say when. Online Dynasty Crossplay, that was one of the biggest requests around launch last year when we found out it was not in. They've already confirmed that will be in the game. I don't think that's a huge shock. Recruiting, we know a little bit. New location-based visits, new dynamic deal breakers and traits. The dynamic deal breakers we've talked about on the show, like, the community, vision or version or our personal view or vision of that. We don't know exactly how that's going to work. Traits are interesting because I know they were in the game in 25, but there was a lot of discussion. First off, they're so buried. A lot of people didn't know they existed. Then there was some discussion, did they even work? Or is this even something else?
The dynamic deal breakers, I think, is going to be huge. I mean, EA basically said thousands of transfers in the offseason instead of, the handful that you can actually target in the offseason today. So definitely I welcome that, make it to where my third string quarterback that's never going to see the field doesn't even think about coming back. To me, that's more realistic. I definitely welcome that. The traits, I'm curious how that comes in. Is it the traits we had in 25, or is it something a little bit different? And like you said, does it actually factor in more? The location-based visits, I call me dumb, but what does that actually mean?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know that it ever went into detail. It just said something about making it more challenge or realistic, but I don't think they really said. If they did, I missed it. There's so much, like you said, there's so much out there, and we'll always be adding this information central. It's one of those, check that multiple times a day. But as of right now, I don't know for sure what that meant.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you bring in players to campus or whatever, but I don't know what that actually would mean.
The
So
only thing
yeah,
I
I'm
could think of
curious.
is, I'm a fan of Nebraska, so the thing that stands out to me is that 500-mile radius. It's easier to bring kids in. Like, let's say you have a school like Nebraska. They like later kickoffs on some games because then kids who played high school games the night before have time to travel and get there. If they play an 11 o'clock kickoff, it's very difficult for some high school recruits to get there. So maybe that's something with if they're closer to you, there's a better chance they can make it and be there for the game. I mean, I'm completely spitballing here. I mean, until EA says something, that's the only thing I could think of trying to apply to real life logic.
The only other thing I can think of is that if a player is from Mississippi and you're playing at Ole Miss, maybe you invite them to come so that they can hang out with the team. Even though they're not a recruit for Ole Miss, they're a recruit for you. They can at least come and, I don't know, that's not a great idea, but yeah, I don't know
It's
why
better
you
than
would
what we know right
highlight something
now.
like that. Yeah,
Right.
exactly. So
Now, it
yeah,
is
we'll
worth
see.
mentioning, it's not on here yet, infrastructure, but it will be by the time we get done with this show. They did talk about the transfer portal being more expanded, and I think they said more surprise is the word I've heard, but I'm thinking, I mean, there were surprises in the past, but it was kind of weird. But it sounds like it's going to be a little bit more wild to match real life.
Yeah, you have to imagine it, and I'm not going to try and butcher his name, but you have to imagine the quarterback from Tennessee that transferred
Nico.
out at the last second. It's going to be situations like that, a kind of a shocking one at the last second. That's, oh, now your starting quarterback is gone for the year or whatever. I'm curious if it's something like that. But at the end of the day, just some more variety than what we have today is definitely a welcome, because I've built my team. I recruit a lot specifically so that I won't have players leave. So I never have players leave because of playing time or anything like that. So, I mean, my team I built, and unless I cut them, they're going to stick around for 4 or 5 years.
As you mentioned earlier, there's also going to be formation subs and a protected opponent setting. I assume that's in the schedule creation. Is there any other way to infer that one?
Yeah, I'm the only question there is it only conference opponents, or can you do non-conference opponents as well? I'd be curious about that. So, do you always, make sure that you have certain teams that you play regardless. The kind of is in the game today, in the sense of UNLV in Nevada, for example. I've tried to move that out of week 13 every season, and even though Nevada is not in our conferences, they always force them to be added back in. And so I don't know if that's kind of what it is, and they're going to allow us to actually change that perhaps. But yeah, definitely be curious to see. The nice thing is for user dynasties, in theory, you could set your conference opponents to all be protected user opponents or something like that, so that you make sure they're on the schedule. Again, the more flexibility, the more control we have, the better.
There's so many things throughout the whole game, especially in Dynasty. Talking about protected opponents makes me think of just issues with schedule creation down the line when there's not a lot of rotation, there's certain opponents you don't get, or you get the, massive swings or numerous home and away. Those are the things that when it gets to the Dynasty blog and just every feature for that matter, hopefully they tell us about some of the corrections they've made. I know that's not really exciting to marketing to say, here's the stuff that was broke last year you had to live with for 12 months and here's what we fixed, but hopefully they can find a way to clarify, we addressed, issue ABC. Road to Glory, this is one that we kind of gathered from a few things here and there. Remember the wording in that, description. You began as a high school recruit, and we'll talk about that here in a minute as there's some speculation on what that truly means. 10 new archetypes. A lot of we've had this question of people asking us, does that mean there's more positions? I don't know. The only thing I can think of is, when you have 10 new archetypes, maybe one or two new positions opens up some of those archetypes. I'm not sure about that. We do have a new tier of abilities. I mean, new from the screenshot that came out on Wednesday. You can make your team choice in a hat ceremony. That's been a long-standing community request. And we found out this evening from the guys at the event, you can fake out. You can pick a hat and throw it to the side, which is going to be really cool. I think the first few times you see it, how's the long lasting appeal of that going to go? But as long as the road is, or excuse me, as long as the mode is more engaging than last year, I think it'll be a win. You have the ability to commit early and also to decommit after a better offer. And you can, no surprise here, export your player to Madden 26's Superstar mode. Tommy, as we started the show, you had found this. There's speculation going around as of recording, no direct source. I think it's half legit, but we need to clarify to people we don't know that for a fact. What did you
Yeah.
see about this high school recruit that it's not exactly the rumor mill, and take it with a grain of salt, is not that you're playing a full season. What is it, Tommy?
Yeah, like you said, it's rumor. It's being posted as fact, but there's no sources or details about where the information came from. As I have understood it, is that you will play in five games. In those five games, you won't play the whole game. Instead, you'll choose specific scenarios for, let's say score a touchdown or go for a first down or whatever in kind of increasing difficulty. And if you go for the more difficult, you get more points. The more points you get, the better school offers you ultimately will get. So it's almost situational. I'm assuming you get an entire drive to achieve that, but then at the same time, again, we don't know. This is all just kind of, for now it's hearsay. So we'll just kind of have to assume that it is real, but until EA kind of confirms it, we'll have to kind of take it with a grain of salt. But long story short, for anybody who's expecting to be able to play an entire season from start to finish, all the way from the first game of the week to the end of the playoffs, that doesn't sound like it's going to happen. So, temper your excitement about high school a little bit. For me, I kind of understand that. I don't mean to, hurt anybody's feelings, but at the end of the day, the game's called college football, not high school football. So, again, I know people have their strong emotions about what they want in the game, and that's one that drives a lot of
That was a big
people's
one.
excitement. Yeah, exactly. So, but at the end of the day, it doesn't sound like it's going to be like a full season at all.
The speculation to me, it makes it sound like it's key moments, like the Madden version of key moments. And the game, College Bowl 25 has it because it's in the Madden code that got left in there. It was not by design. I'm sorry. I mean, people can get mad at me for it, but I'm just being honest here. That's one of those things, not to toot our own horn, but we. To me, it was a red flag when that first description came up and said, begin as a high school recruit and wasn't play as a high school senior. Like the wording was very deliberate. And that screamed to me that we might not be getting a full season here, folks. Now, I didn't get to chase this down, but before we started the show, I saw people online saying that They believe there's some real high schools in the game. I know in that trailer, it was Edgewater was very prominently featured. That's that local high school that EA added mid-year to be a team builder. Somebody, I believe it was a California high school, they were claiming is in the game. I don't know that. I never saw a source. By the time we get this published, maybe that's confirmed. I don't know. So there's a lot to learn about this. Maybe it's a full season, maybe it's not. Maybe there's real high schools, maybe there's not. Presentation. This seems to be like the thing we know the most about because they show off a ton of these aspects in the trailer that came out on Thursday. One thing it was hinted at in the trailer, Tommy, I'm sure you noticed this, and people, if you watch any of the Easter egg videos out there, it was Oregon State. Towards the end of the video, there's about 20-second duration. They cut back and forth between the Oregon State game. When it starts off, I'd say it's late afternoon. And the next time you see it, it's probably evening. And the next time they go back to the game, it's very much night. So I think that was EA's Easter egg hinting that dynamic lighting is in the game. Well, not the expert. The YouTuber at the event came out and said, yeah, I played a game. Dynamic lighting is in the game. He thought it was really well done, really cool. That's one of those. Another was a pretty big community request. I think it's one of those we thought would be in, seemed like a given to be in, but it's good to know now on day one that we know it's in.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's one of those things that it truly does make or break the game. To me, this past year with the lighting staying the same throughout the entire game and it looking the same no matter what stadium you're at, to me that was always a big negative. So the fact that you can have a afternoon kickoff and end after dark, to me that's a great thing. So
And they
I
get
mean
the Rose
it's
Bowl where
not
you start that late afternoon and end at night. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's one of those that it's a small enhancement, but at the same time with the new lighting that they have, the nighttime lighting especially, to me that ends up being a big deal. Especially like we saw the lighting celebrations, for example, for Alabama, and we saw kind of the introduction for North Carolina. Depending upon how much you have of that in the game, that could be pretty awesome to actually see it ex and experience it.
That's something that Matt Brown from Extra Points with Matt Brown. I mean, it's great that he works for plays that has the same name as his. It really sells the whole thing. When he threw some of his FOIA information and FOIA requests, had found out that EA, one of their questionnaires that they asked schools through the Google form, I believe a Google form, was, send us pictures of your night. We really want night entrances and night scenarios. So we kind of knew this might have been coming down the pipeline, that they want to get the nighttime lighting right, the nighttime details right. And so far, what we've seen in the screens and trailers is pretty impressive. I don't know who it was. There's so many good comments out there. It's tough to keep everybody who's straight who said it, but somebody said, I think I want all my games to be night games now. I want to play a lot of night games. I completely get that. Lowe's, we knew this from Lowe's putting out a press release about a month ago. They will be featured on the broadcast overlay of the Stadium Pulse plays. I mean, we probably should have mentioned that when we talked about home field advantage. So I guess if you think it's overdone, people now will probably carry that negative connotation over to Lowe's, unfortunately. And they had nothing to do with it besides paying a bunch of money to get on there.
Yeah, and the thing is, you don't pay that money to not be seen, so it's going to be seen a lot. So
Maybe the squiggly
just
lines will
skip.
spell out Lowe's when the quarterback's confused.
There you go.
New PA tracks, including Metallica's Enter Sandman, which something we thought was going to be included, and it happened. 160 new school-specific chants, new mascots, which no surprise there, and then band music. We did find out from the attendees, Mr. Brightside will play at Michigan between third and fourth quarter. We have the theme from 2001, A Space Odyssey, kind of hoping to correct South Carolina's entrance. Wasn't quite right last year. It sounds like it will be this year. One of those things that was a small thing, but yet a massive annoyance in the game in 25. Looks like the drum lines are going to be gone from the menus. They mentioned specifically in this Welcome to College Football 26 blog, marching band fight songs and covers will be in the menus. I'm interested to see what covers make the list. But still, that's something I don't know why they ever went away from it. It was just so obvious. Just put the dang fight songs in there and don't touch it again. You don't have to go back to it ever again.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. That was always an annoyance. A lot of times I would have the game on in the background and, at a pause menu or something like that. And again, that's all you hear is drum music. So, yeah, it got very old very fast. And you already had the rights to the songs in the game. Why not add them, into the menus? So, as far as the covers, I'm assuming that anything that they have the real license to for the real song that they'll probably also have a cover. So, maybe they have an Enter Sandman version of cover song or something like that. I'll be curious to see how, how that all works out. Obviously, there will also be some, traditional favorites that that are played by almost every band in college football.
Just in
So,
different sounders and whatnot. I thought it was interesting that what made it even insult to injury was those cadences. Like you could get knocked for copyright usage on YouTube if, for example, if you let those play. So it's like why did EA ever put those in there if you're gonna get dinged? I mean, I understand it with a licensed song. I totally get with the licensed song, but with the drum cadence, that was pretty frustrating. That's something that EA is gonna have to figure that out. Especially they when you know when they cater to streaming and streamers, you got to figure out some way so people aren't getting dinged.
Agreed. Yeah. Hopefully there's a way that they can incorporate to where once you go into streaming mode that it doesn't play those songs or something like that. You'd have to think that they build something like that in eventually. I don't know if it'll be this year or in the future, but
We did get our list of commentators. This is something our buddy Josiah wondered. Are we going to get the same crew of commentators? Yes. New and dynamic commentary from Kirk, Chris, Jesse, David, Desmond, and Reese. There's some discussion about does this mean Desmond is an actual commentator, or did they just put his name in because he's returning? The dynamic commentary is interesting. It'd be interesting to see how much they remember. It sounds like they will remember things a little better. I mean, to put it nicely, or maybe simplify it. Be interesting to see how good that is because that was an issue and complaint in 25. A big one that I think requested more than I've ever seen it before, going from 25 to 26. The trophy room will be back. And this is something that I know we talked about it behind the scenes. I don't know if it made it to the show. I think it did. You know, what would make a cool trophy room? And it sounds like they must have been eavesdropping. They had our rooms bugged, or they just listened to the community who had good ideas. You can showcase trophies from Dynasty Mode, Road to Glory, Road to the College Bowl Playoffs, and Plano Rivalry games. That's very much similar to what we had back on the PS2 days, where you could go get some of those trophies just by playing Plano games. There's something I read somewhere, and there's so much stuff out there. I wish I could attribute where it was. I get the impression that this will be in a way that you can share through social media. Obviously, I know we have the share feature. Let's see, for example, on PlayStation or Xbox with the screen capture, but I feel like they're visually going to present it in a way that you will want to show off your trophy room to somebody else, which brilliant. And I don't know why more sports games aren't better about doing that.
I mean, I saw somebody posted a photo of, I think it's Barry Alvarez standing in front of like a gigantic, room of trophies. So, you have to imagine something kind of along the similar lines of that. So.
We also this kicked off the trailer. Drone light shows. There are four different schools that we got that I'm sure there's going to be a lot more. Cal, Florida, Nebraska, Texas. Really in the weeds things here. But if you're a Nebraska fan, you know they put it outside the wrong part of the stadium. They put it outside South Stadium, which should be outside North Stadium. And the only reason that's a deal is because there's no room on South Stadium to have launched it from the ground. They put it on North Stadium because that's where the track and the open area is. Very small detail, but next time you hear EA say we, you know, no stone unturned, or we count the seats in each bleacher section, et cetera, remember things like that.
To
Stadium light show.
that,
Go ahead. Sorry.
sorry, you brought it up, so I don't know if you saw
Okay.
something similar, but I think it was, I want to say it was posted on Reddit. Somebody did the math to actually count how many, like what the percentage of seats that are actually in the
I did
game
see
versus
that.
in real life. So it's like 80% of what should be, or something like that. It was definitely not 100%. So,
No.
if you look in the stands and you see that there's,
It's not
a
quite as
thousand
packed.
fans, it's packed, but there should be, 1,200 fans or whatever it is.
That was something when the interviews with the developers last year, they mentioned about, down to each seat. I'm like, don't say that because I know it's not right. I could tell you by looking, it was not right, man. I know you have the best intentions in the world. You're not trying to mislead anybody. Shouldn't have said it. Stadium light show
Agreed.
traditions. This is something that not really sure if all or some are school specific. Some I know very much are. Alabama, that first shot, that red hue on the field, that was unique. I know Alabama does that. Notre Dame, I know they do that. I'm probably not going to say this right, but kind of the segmented lights by the 5 yard line where it can kind of the lights can go among the different, 5 yard sections on the field. Florida, this was the real good example in the video where the lights dim on the touchdown. Now, Alabama does that in real life. Florida does it. I know there are schools that do it, but Those are the two that I really see it. And of course, Alabama, when they were on TV every week and dominating for so long, that was the school you really knew had that tradition. North Carolina, like you mentioned, we see the lights on the field. It'd be interesting to see, when this comes out in the presentation blog, are these just some of these just kind of generic light shows? How many are school specific? Because some of these very much are.
Yeah, and then as well, we've got the big schools that obviously have that. Are you going to have something at the smaller schools that may or may not have those in real life or something? Yeah, I'll be curious to see how that works out in the end.
We did get that a trophy exterior, outside the stadium at the Rose Bowl. I have to think that carries over to other similar big games, maybe playoff games, maybe the prestigious bowls. I hate to assume, but I feel like that's a reasonably safe bet. Additional mascots, one of the big ones we saw in the trailer was Texas Tech, the masked rider and the horse. Something worth noting, I went back and looked. I believe about four of the last five riders have been female, and I know it's only like a 1.5 second clip. To me, it feels like the writer is very much female in the game. So they did their work and got that to match up with the recent trend of who the masked writer is. Additional authentic team entrances and pregame fanfare. Clemson, we get the players coming right off the bus. It's amazing how quickly they run with their pads on off the bus. That's amazing. East Carolina comes
They
out in
can
the
barely
pirate.
squeeze through the door,
I
but
thought
they,
about that. It must be a
yeah.
double wide door. East Carolina with the pirate inflatable. Oklahoma State has the gate. I'm sure there's more. Some of the ones they've shown, I don't know if they're showing off different lightings or improved tunnels, because to me, LSU Michigan State seemed relatively similar to last year, but they were in the trailer, so I'm sure at some point I'll go back and I'll probably add them to this list just for the sake of if EA thought that was worth showing, it's probably worth mentioning here. Additional score and turnover traditions. Akron that gets the turnover tire. Did you see this in the trailer, Tommy? The player has.
I
I was not
did,
aware of that
yeah.
because I think Akron had.
No.
I was not
I mean,
aware
to
of
me,
that.
that's perfect. I mean, if I'm assuming you know, but for anybody who doesn't know, the old stadium was called the Rubber Bowl, so definitely big on tires there. And so, yeah, that's something I've never seen, and I can't believe that it's not the real version of that is not more publicly known.
Arizona with the turnover sword. Coast Carolina has the king of turnovers. That was mentioned in EA's feature page. Georgia, the spike squad with the spike shoulder pads. And I was not aware of Rice's. I tried to find this and I couldn't find anything at quick glance. But as a community member put to us, he said, I'm going to pick Rice just because they have a cane and do a pimp walk afterwards with it.
Of
His wording,
course,
not
yeah.
mine. But I'm thinking, I did a quick search. I couldn't find anything. I must not have typed in the right keywords or something, but I was not aware of the Rice tradition.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of it either, but yeah, that one obviously stood out.
The trailer kind of wraps up showing more rivalry game trophies. I thought some of these were in. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Arkansas LSU, the Boot Trophy is in. The Palmetto Trophy is in. The Battle for the Bones Trophy, which is basically a rack of ribs. That's awesome. That's in the game. The Egg Bowl Trophy. And one that we found out this evening from the event attendees, and I haven't had a chance to update Info Central with it. The Conflict Trophy is in there. Are you familiar with the Conflict Trophy, Tommy? If not, I will gladly tell you the Cliff Note version of the history of it.
I am to an a certain extent, and I saw that somebody alongside of that highlighted what happened to it at the end of the game last year.
Was it last year or
It
several years? I believe it was several years ago.
maybe it was several years ago. I didn't quite catch that, but yeah, the fact that literally 10 minutes after the game, it was sitting on the bench with
That's true.
nobody on the field and basically left there behind, like, who wants this thing?
The brief version of it is that Bob Diaco, when he was the UConn head coach, wanted to establish this rivalry trophy. Because part of the conflict is on the trophy, the FL and the CT are capitalized for the state abbreviations for Connecticut and Florida. So he had the idea, and Scott Frost, that was when he was his first tenure at UCF. So Bob Diaco said, let's do this conflict trophy. I don't know if he had it made up or the school had it made up. UCF won the trophy and just left it sitting on the, like, as you mentioned, they just left it as like, I don't want to call it an iconic picture, but it kind of is. It's a really funny picture that UConn made this big deal out of it. They lost it, and their team could not care less. And I saw Chris Vanini mentioned tonight. I think he was the one that tweeted out that it will be in the game. He puts it in and goes, I know where it's at. So, but I have not had a chance to read any of his stuff to find out where did this go in the meantime? Was it in a storage closet at UCF? Was it like a door stopper somewhere? What, where was this thing? And it's pretty cool that EA added it. I think it's even cooler that the school signed off on it. Especially when at one point UCF did not care. And the guy who didn't care for it before, Scott Frost, is back there. So there's a whole lot of dynamics to having that trophy in the game that, and I wonder if you can decline taking it.
Yeah, I doubt that they would allow that to be in the game. So yeah, but yeah, it's one of those that you're only a rival if the other team admits you're a rival kind of thing, you
Yeah, and
know.
UCF had no interest in saying that UConn was a rival.
Right.
Sorry. And finally, there was at least one updated field that fans caught was at Nebraska, because they just got publicly shown in the last few in the last couple of days. I think we knew it was coming because the practice field changed to it. Fans right away, I believe it was Dane Trotter is his name. I want to give him the credit because he found this instantly. They have it wrong already. I don't know if the whole field is oriented incorrectly or if they have the end zone text wrong. I didn't get a chance to figure that out. I mean, I didn't couldn't see the Big Ten logos. That's how you tell if it's whole thing's flipped or just partially flipped, but it's wrong. And he also noticed that the signage on the press box is outdated. And if anybody listened to us last year, we knew that Nebraska had the incorrect trophy names for several rivalry games. So I don't know if that's EA not doing due diligence, if it's Nebraska not doing their due diligence in reviewing what EA sends them, or I'm just going to say both of them at fault. Got to get this stuff figured out. Kind of embarrassing because I'm not trying to throw stones. I'm not trying to be mean or throw spears here. But if at some point we're going to get met with articles talking about, no details too small, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Nebraska, I know historically they've stunk the last 2 decades. I get that. I get that. But they're a massive fan base, still a big name in college sports. They have a lot wrong, folks. And I'm sure they're not
Well,
the only
but
school either.
yeah, exactly. That's the thing is you can't say that no stone unturned when you don't at least cover the historically big schools. But to say that and then also have, stadiums that are wrong last year. And I don't want to harp on this, but it just kind of highlights you have a member of your development team that went to a certain school, but yet the stadium was still wrong on release date.
At least they're not
It's
playing
those kind
favorites.
of,
Look on the bright side.
yeah, I suppose. But
You're right. You're
those are
right.
the kind of things that, get the easy things right, yeah.
You kind of know the schools that some of the higher ups on the team, or fans ever attended the school because they get a little more play time in the trailers. And I'll just leave it at that. It's something. If I see it, I'm like, I know why that's in there, and it's fine, but I know why that's in there. College Football Ultimate Team. To me, based off the EA, what, two sentence, three sentence, sounds like last year. So we're not going to dig into that. Road to the College Football Playoff also sounds very much like last year. It sounds like you can't fill your personal trophy room. So I think that alludes to the trophy room feature.
The only other thing there to mention is crossplay, which I don't know if we covered that in Dynasty.
We did
That
mention that.
okay, so yeah, but you have that in both Ultimate Team and play football playoff as well. So
I think it is worth noting they do mention you can refine your team's details and explore enhanced roster editing options. There were a lot of community requests centering around that with Team Builder. They, for example, if you basically replaced a team, like you inherited some of their traits, for example, I believe you inherited like their rivals and some other aspects like that, and maybe even their location and recruiting. I could be wrong on that, but there was just a bunch of stuff that people said they wanted more options to edit. And it sounds like they're getting that. Maybe I don't know if it's going to be everything. I don't want to commit to that because I don't know, but it sounds like at least there's maybe a little bit more than we had in the past.
yeah, I will say the roster editing, it was pretty painful last year. If you truly wanted to edit players down to the last detail, it was pretty painful and slow to do so. So, I mean, hopefully it's an improved user experience there. But yeah, we'll have to kind of wait and see what that actually brings.
Before we wrap up, we do want to call out a community initiative going on. And Tommy, I know you got it pulled up on your side. I don't want to butcher the young guy's name, but we're talking about the earlier 300 real world coaches, and the schools are putting that out on social media. Tommy, we had somebody respond to us, and he's, right if we put out the first tweet about it, he said, "Hey, I'm tracking these." Tommy, what's his name? And I know we put it on the Gaming Tailgate. We put it in our response to, we have a tweet. It quotes East Nebraska, who put out their staff being in the game. Cale hit us up right away, and so then I put his right in the immediate response. He's tracking all the graphics and teams. Tommy, what's his name and what's he doing exactly?
Yeah, it's he goes by Caleb Figures. I'll pronounce it that way. It's like figures, but with two G's. But yeah, so far he's captured basically all of the schools that have announced their coach in the game. Some people have replied to add some that he might have missed or something like that, but it truly does kind of capture a lot of the scope of what coaches are included in the game. That's kind of how I was able to see that some head coaches and coordinators, like some coordinators, are not listed in the school announcements or whatever. So, so far, I don't think every school has been announced or anything like that. Obviously, it's a lot to kind of keep up to date with throughout the entire day. But yeah, he's at least highlighted a lot of different schools. So definitely check him out to see if your favorite coach is in the game. Arkansas State does have all three of theirs. So, I know all the fans out there are worried,
I
but
was
now you don't
wondering,
have to worry about it.
does
Yeah.
Butch have his trash can in the game with him?
I
Or is that still
don't
in
think he
Knoxville?
does. No, that's not been around for a while,
Okay, well, I
so.
didn't know. As we record this, I thought I'd check this. I saw a couple things come across my X feed here. People are wondering if Deion Sanders in the game. Chris Fanini, I'm seeing people say this. I have not seen Chris's original tweet, so don't shoot the messenger. Deion Sanders was not seen in game at the time of playing. Let me go through a series of these points here. Developers said the goal for high school part of Road to Glory is to last about an hour of gameplay. That would, I sound like to me, confirm what we had talked about earlier. More renovated stadiums, including Florida State. Northwestern is still at the old Ryan Field. They need to get that lake in there, guys. That's a big, get that in there. What are we doing here? You can view the
Yeah.
history of trophies and awards. Seven Nation Army, and I'm sorry, I'm going to show you, I don't keep up with the music. Fane, is that the Travis Scott song, are in the game, as well as I'm shipping up to Boston at Notre Dame. So there's some presentation items there. The DN one is interesting that he's not in game at the time of playing. I don't know if that doesn't mean, is it not his likeness, not his name? He's got to be in there, right? He was in Madden for crying out loud, and he was in Ultimate Team for college football. And then the flash, that's a little less flashback to last year when Dion's kid on their YouTube channel filmed Dion, signing something with EA Sports or talking about it, said, you remember this story, EA Sports, we do business. And you hear the, was it associate AD talking to Dion? You can kind of read lips over the loud music, and you hear a little bit, and he says something about, we'll send them the stuff you wear and along with the uniforms. And it ends with Dion saying, EA Sports, we do business. We thought that was something for 25. I wondered in hindsight, when the coach news came out, he was signing a contract for 26. That's what this was. But apparently he's not in, but I would be shocked if he's not in this game.
Yeah, I
Am I
mean, the
wrong?
only reason I could see him not being in the game would be if there is a flat fee across the board for all coaches, whether you're a head coach or assistant, or maybe head coaches get a certain amount or whatever, and that he doesn't feel it's enough for him, compared to other coaches. That's the only reason I could see him not being included. But I have to imagine, like you said, they already have his player model. Why not bring that over? That's super easy. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, obviously, it makes complete sense for him to be in the game. He's a big public figure. The only question is, he may also want to have his cowboy hat in the game. So, we'll have to wait and
Might
see
take a
about
little
that
time.
one. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Have you noticed, and we're running out of time here, but a couple of small points to bring up. It's one of those I probably would have never noticed it last year or cared much, but after it got brought to my attention, I can't unsee it. And what we've seen of coaches so far this year, there's still no headsets on them.
Yeah, you can at least have a hat on, so I guess there is
It's
that. But
maybe they got
the
earbuds in. Maybe that's what's going on.
yep.
It's a small thing, but once you see it, you can't unsee it. But no coach has a helmet on, or excuse me, a headset on. One or two other things before. We also want to, we mentioned that community initiative that Cable is doing. We appreciate that. I want to give a thank you to Tubby Light. He gave us a pretty big shout out on one of his most recent videos that when we were able to get that early product listing, those pictures, he made sure to give us a lot of credit and praise for it. So we appreciate that. I don't know if he's at that event that's going on right now. He should be. I mean, he's good enough to get the leaks from the set of the cover shoot, but they can't invite the guy down. I hope he's down there. But I don't know for sure either way. And one last thing, this was the screenshot that EA put out on when, excuse me, they put this out about an hour before the trailer came out on Thursday. I mean, I know what this is on its face. What are we looking at in game or context wise here, Tommy? For
I mean,
those listening, it's Herky Hawkeye. I believe he's at the entrance tunnel for Iowa with the Iowa Edge sign. So is this something we actually will see in the game, or is this a custom build render or screenshot for social media hype. What are we, what do we even know yet what this is?
It, apparently it is based upon their team entrance. So you've got up on your screen now the pictures of their stadium facelift. This is back from 2019, actually, so it's been there for a while. But yeah, you can see on the left the Iowa Edge, and it links or it leads down to the field. So yeah, that has to be part of their team entrance for this year.
So Herky's pretty far back in there. I mean, now we're doing like logistics here, but he's way back here. If the team exits here, that whatever they do for Iowa's entrance this year, like they're really in there. I mean, I hope that I understand the point I'm trying to make here is that this isn't just some, 10 feet within the entrance of the stadium, entrance of the field. I mean, they're halfway back to the locker room.
No, I mean that's clearly they were able to image these in a certain way that it they can render farther into the stadium in this case. Now, obviously, it may just be a quick section that they show, and maybe it's always the same angle or something like that. But yeah, it's either way they're going a little bit deeper, and we saw some of that with some of the other teams last year, but now obviously seeing it expanded as well. One other kind of note that's again, no sources, no details exactly, but I've seen rumored that more of the player awards are in the game this year. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see, but last year there was a big issue with the licensing of the player awards not being in the game. But now perhaps there will be more. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Probably, I would assume on the Dynasty that will be covered. Yeah, I mean, if they can afford to put coaches in the game, then surely they can afford to put,
And Metallica.
and Metallica. Yeah. Well, you blow your budget there. And so, yeah.
Right.
That's why they can't afford Coach Prime or Gus Malzahn in the game this year.
I think Dion will be in. Gus, I don't know. I would not make a bet on him.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this one up. I said we were going in real time there, Tommy. Even, leak, and I was just say, real time news coming in as we were recording. With that, we'll wrap up this edition of the Gaming Tailgate podcast. The trailer's out. Go check it out if you haven't. I'm sure you have. Go to the gamingtailgate.com. Click on that EA Sports College Football 26 Information Central. That's where everything is at. And I'm going to tell you, after the show, after I'm done editing, I'm going back right in here, finding more news and adding it. If you have never checked it out, go check it out. All the features are there. You don't have to go hunting around for it. All the screenshots. We'll add some of the trailer here shortly. And in real time, we add new videos in even as well. All the people who are at the event, a lot of the media who played the game are starting to give their takes. Those videos are also going up as well. So it's everything in one convenient spot. Make sure to share that with your friends, even people you don't like. Go ahead and share it. If they like the game, let them know about it. For Tommy, I'm CDJ. It was a long show, but at least we're back. Thank you for checking out this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. You can say bye.